Let this sink in for a moment. The lack of financial education cost Americans $450 billion in 2021. 78% of American homeowners are living paycheck to paycheck. And right now, most American homeowners are equity rich and cash poor. That's another word for broke. The media isn't helping you. Schools aren't helping you. And the government for sure isn't going to save you. As a top 1% mortgage professional and seasoned investor, I cannot sit around and watch these life-changing skills that I've learned outside of traditional schooling be unused, untaught, and thrown in the trash can. So until these statistics change, I'll be here every single week preaching and teaching personal and professional finance, information that you can use in your life, however that looks, whether you are 16 or 60. Hey there, I have a phenomenal guest here today, and this is going to be a great episode. So before we get started, I want you to think, all right? Think, put your mind in kind of the Airbnb. I know it's the craze right now, Airbnb, VRBO, investor mindset, because we're going to talk about a program today that, one, I'm really excited about. I was talking to a colleague of mine the other day about this program, and Tracy had asked me if I'd heard about it, and I was like, yeah, I heard about it, but what does it stand for, and like, what's the big deal? And we got talking more and more about this, and I was like, we need to do an episode on this. So excited to introduce my guest today. This is the Tracy Joy Show. This is not the Dan Keller Show today, okay? So if you're watching this and you have questions on this program, you can certainly reach out to me if you want. I'm going to just forward it right over to Tracy. So her information is behind me. I have worked in the mortgage industry for 15 years now, and I got connected with Tracy like in my first, three or four years. Yep. We've been friends ever since. She is one of the brightest people in our industry, in our market here in the Seattle area, which is one of the reasons why she kind of brought this up to me the other day. So welcome, Tracy.
Hey, thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm super excited to talk. Oh, I'm going to learn. I get to learn today. But this is a loan program, a mortgage program designed for investors, real estate investors. Yep. But as you've seen over the last 3 or 4 years, there's a different kind of investor out there today.
Definitely.
The Airbnb craze, the VRB, well, you call it short-term rentals, that's what it's called. And so we also have the traditional investor that wants to buy a home and rent it out. And so today we're going to talk about, make sure I get this right, it is the DSCR loan program, mortgage program. Geared for real estate investors. So why don't we start off? Why don't you start off? Because you're the pro here, talking about what is this loan program, this mortgage program, and why is it different than the traditional? You go to the bank, you go to the mortgage professional, and you say, I want to buy an investment home and rent it out. Cool. You need 20 or 25% down. Yeah, the rate's a little bit higher. The points are a little bit higher. And here you go. Why is this one different?
So the DSCR loan, DSCR stands for Debt Service Coverage Ratio Loan, is based on your ability to purchase a home with the rental income being below the or above the mortgage payment. And what makes it different than conventional lending is that it is based on the rental income only. It is not based on a borrower's income, like traditional lending.
I love that. And so as an investor, let's talk about some of the, kind of the hurdles that traditional real estate investors, well, even traditional, and then you have your current real estate investors that maybe want to invest in an Airbnb or short-term rental, but Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, who insures most of the mortgages in America, they're not too keen. They want to know that you've got a rental contract for a year. They want to know that, hey, this is going to be rented out at X amount of dollars. Or they want to know, hey, you have experience as a landlord, stuff like that, right? How is this program maybe a little bit more user-friendly than your traditional Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac-backed mortgage?
So this is truly just based on the rental income. We don't worry so much about whether or not you have experience We look at the market to see what other short-term rentals are renting for. That's kind of the stability for this program, as opposed to having the borrower be the stability for the program, which makes it a lot more flexible for somebody that wants to get into the short-term and also long-term rental market. It's just their viewpoint on it is truly about cash flow, as opposed to Fannie and Freddie wanting the stability to be with the borrower's earnings and their debt ratios.
Okay. So, Tracy, I'm a real estate investor. I own 10 homes, and I want to go and I want to buy a 4-unit multifamily home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get turned down at a traditional bank, right? Because they max you at 10. Mm-hmm. How can you help me with this?
Yeah, this program does not have a minimum number or maximum number of owned properties. So you can own more than 10 properties and still use a program like this to purchase your 11th property and so on. And you're not dealing with those constraints like you would be with.
Okay. So I've got some clients too right now that are, you know, they're kind of, I got this whole investor thing down. I love buying rental properties. I've got 4 or 5, and now I'm doing some multifamily, but hey, I want to go bigger. I want to start buying apartments. Mm-hmm. Can this program help someone who wants to buy like a 5 to 6 or 5 to 8 unit home
you
property?
You bet it can. They bucket it into 1 to 4 unit, which is your traditional real estate purchase.
Okay.
And they also will go 5 to 8 units.
Wow. Okay. So that's big, because that keeps you out of commercial financing.
Correct.
And that's,
yes.
You trust me, you don't want to get into commercial financing if you don't have to. That's incredible. So let's talk about just you and I now, just talking about mortgage guidelines, credit score, down payment, income. You already talked about income. Mm-hmm. So your traditional, you make X number of dollars, W-2 or tax return income. This program evaluates what for qualifying measures? And then why don't you go ahead and talk about down payment and credit score as well?
Yeah, so this program will go down to a credit score as low as 620. Mm-hmm. And the starting down payment is 20%. Depending on credit and whatnot, depending on loan amount, you may need a little bit more than 20% down, but those are kind of the semantics. Just think really starting out 20% down, 620 score, and then we'd kind of take it from there to see how you fit into that budget.
Okay, property values are going up. You know, I know this last year, which kind of piggybacks on, I love the energy in our industry right now. New loan programs like this coming out, and they're not like the old stated income stuff. So, hey, you naysayers out there like, the mortgage industry just doesn't get it. They're going to go and make the same mistakes. Listen, you got to put 20 or 25% down. You got to have a qualifying credit score. There are some, this isn't just like, you know, look the other way, get a mortgage, right? But what I love about we're at the tail end of 2022. We've just seen the FHFA come out, raise the max conforming loan limits in Washington State and in our high priced areas substantially, which allows home buyers to qualify for more. Let's just put it this way. You qualify for more money without having to go into the jumbo category, which requires you to put more money down, and they beat you up in underwriting. So what does that mean to you? It means that the FHFA has confidence in our housing market, right? So programs like this, the FHFA coming forth and saying, hey, we believe in the housing market in 2023. This is good news. So as far as this loan program, what is the maximum that someone, I know there's two different parts of this loan program, but are they capped at $1 million? Are they capped at $1.5 million in financed loan amount? Or what are the caps here?
So the good news is the cap on this is $2.5 million for a 4-unit. And then we can go to $2 million on a 5-to-8 unit. So it is a little bit less on the larger property, but that just assures skin in the game.
Yeah. And if you're putting 20% down, you can go up in the $2 million. So this is awesome. All right. If you're a real estate agent listening to this, or if you're a real estate investor listening to this, what else? What do they really need to know? Is there anything else that I've missed or that we've missed that is important to discuss?
You know, the thing I really like about this program is the flexibility. You can do it as a 30-year. You can do it as a 40-year. You can do it as an interest only. So there's so much flexibility to try to figure out how to get that monthly payment, whether it's a short-term or long-term rental, to be above the proposed mortgage payment. It really makes a lot of options available. There is a prepayment penalty that starts out at 3 years.
Okay.
With this program, you can buy it up to 5 years, which improves your interest rate, improves your payment. You can buy it down to nothing if you want to. So okay. There's so much more flexibility than it's your standard Fannie Freddie.
So then let's talk about kind of the elephant in the room right now, high interest rates. Mm-hmm. They're ugly. We're the tail end of 2022. Mortgage rates, 30-year fixed rates are in the low to mid sevens right now. And very, very similar with this loan program, right? One of the things I think you talked about earlier that I love is that if you were to buy a home with traditional Fannie or Freddie backed financing, the loan level pricing adjustments are horrible right now. So you're paying points.
Definitely.
Yeah. And so this program allows you kind of some conveniences around evaluating points and rate. But the elephant in the room is we have high interest rates. There's no doubt that in 2023, when the market corrects itself and the Fed and the government gets inflation under control, that rates will come down. And so refinancing this, or let's say you already own a home, an investment home, you can refinance with this loan program, right?
Yes. So this does have a purchase and a refinance feature,
cool.
I think is pretty fantastic.
Cool. So maybe investors, if you've thought about pulling some money out and you've gone to your mortgage company or your bank and they've said, nah, you don't make enough money, or you got too many properties financed, this is a solution.
Definitely.
Okay.
A big solution. And that's exactly where most of my clients come to me, because they feel like they've capped out on their debt ratios and they're looking for another option, or they just want to get in and they don't want to pay those big loan level price adjustments that traditional financing requires.
I love it. I love it. Well, I think this is super valuable. I appreciate you bringing this to my attention a couple of weeks ago, and I know this is going to help some people. So if you are a real estate professional and you're watching this, if you are an investor and you want more information on this program, I want you to reach out. So you can see right behind me on my screen, I want you to reach out to Tracy. Tracy's incredible. She's one of the most intelligent mortgage people that I know. Reach out to Tracy. She can get you everything that you need to know about this program and using this program to build your investment portfolio or to save you money on your next purchase. But I just want to say thank you for joining me today. This is awesome.
Hey, thanks, Dan. I appreciate it a lot.
All right. Take care, you guys. We'll see you next time on the Happy Homeowner Podcast.